Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. Sif Zayin. Minig Pasha Shlodipa Lapanayim B'chol Chodesh Nissan. It's established minig. The whole month of Nissan. V'lo B'tish Abav. V'lo B'nyam Kippur M'sukis. So these are establishment hagim that we have, not to say tachlum during these periods of time.
What is a minhag pashut? Minhag, it's minhag. Is there a minhag mesubach?
No, pashut over here means it's spread. It's spread. What language? He's pashtut.
It's spread. Oh, okay.
Right. You're right. It's misleading. Very misleading.
Oh, how are you, Rabbi Rangel? Happy Father's Day. Happy okay. Father's Day, Rabbi Rangel.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a very good, wonderful, great year.
Thank you, you too.
Welcome.
Okay, I'm going to push it. So, cut number 8. B'chol elu in armim tachanun gam b'mincha shalifnein. So we mentioned over here that these are days which... if the day itself is a day which is celebratory, so therefore the day before, the mincha before, which is already leading into that time, we do not say the tachanun either. All of what we're discussing right now is that we don't say tachanun. Abba lametzech, armir b'kulam, lametzech, mizmul d'abad yam, chashab yam sarah, we do say, bovad b'rosh chedish, b'chanakal purim, b'rav pesach, b'rav yam kipurim, v'sish above. So we don't say lametzech in those days because those are not. That's already another madrega that you can't call it Yom Sora. It's not proper to call a day of Moyed Yom Sora. So these are Moyedim Chanukah Purim, Erev Pesach is a Moyed in his own sense. Erev Yom Kippur Tisha B'av is Korlai Moyed. So Moyed you can't call it Yom Sora. We don't say Tachanun or Lametzeach on Purim Katan. We don't say Lametzeach Yantchus Shem Yom Sarah in the Beis Avol. Now, the reason we don't say in the Beis Avol is really a different reason than why we don't say it. And all the other ones, the issue is obviously because they're called the Moed, including Tisha B'Av. It's like the Ramah mentions in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and it's called the Moed. It's a Moed of sadness, but it's called the Moed. But based on like we said before, we don't say anything which is we're not more the Midas Adin. That's a Veitachanun. Lametzeach, it's an interesting question. Why don't we say Lametzeach? That's not the issue. So there's a pasuk which equates Avol in its uniqueness to a Moyed. It says, "Vafati chagechem le'Avol." So Chag and Avol go together in that sense. So that's why we don't say it over there. Void kosu the keller chapai melametzeach dinam shavu. In regards to saying that even though we don't say tachanun, let's say on Thursday it's a day of a bris, you don't say tachanun, you still say keller chapayim, you still say lametzeach. Keller chapayim is bound to lametzeach, so whatever it says on the Seder, you don't say lametzeach. That's why you don't say keller chapayim either. So during Chodesh Nisan, you don't say keller chapayim. Erev Pesach, you wouldn't say keller chapayim. I think that's a mistake. People assume that because they don't say tachanun, they don't say keller chapayim either. They were traded to Ahim bin Sawyer. Okay. Arach Hashuas. V'yesh b'kam shenoregim shalipol called Ashish Yomim she'arach Hashuas. It extends not only till the Isra Chag, but 6 days after Shuas. Why is that? V'yesher kabbalah shalachag Shuas hoyalem l'tashuma kol shiva. So the more learns out that by Pesach, you have 7 days to bring the korban chagiga that you will have to bring for the yomtiv. The more learns out, hekish teshuas and teshuas. You also have 7 days, even though the yomtiv is only 1 day long. But you have 7 days to total, so it'll be the yomtiv plus 6 more days to bring the korban. So since the korban of the yomtiv is possible any one of those days, and a day that you bring korban has elements of moed or simcha to it, so we don't say tachanun on those days either. So that's the minig that some people have, which basically boils down to the way I understand it, that the Nusach Ashkenaz Tase Tachanun after Yisrochag and Nusach Svard and Edutam Mizrach do not say. Okay. Which at least by the Nusach Svard, which is basically the roots of Chassidish, it's Lishitosim that they try Mimayit Tachanun as much as possible. Okay. Now the next din. Okay. The next.
I assume until they said.
Tells you the way they were happy is they sing. The belt says because they sing.
They without tachlis, they without sunshine.
Okay. Sif Ches. Now Sif Ches really moves into an interesting din. It's a din of the Gemara. We don't apply it nowadays. And we'll see why we don't apply it nowadays. And then it moves to some other dinim away from the din of Tachan to some extent. Let's see what it has over here. In Adam Choshuv, the Gemara says like this, that an Adam Choshuv is not Rishar Lipal Alponov because you may spell all the Tzibur. When they're dominating for the Tzibur, or you know, representing the Tzibur, the act on the Filas Apayim was an act which would have the person worthy, he would be answered. He would be nafal upon him. The whole act of he being mishtachim and took on the shporuchu would cause the tzibur to be answered. If it wasn't, people would wonder why not. There must be something wrong with it. It would create a chashad on the person. The pasuk says b'yishu benun that he was naifal, and the Russian said, "Yes, I answered your tefillah." Otherwise, it casts an aspersion on the Adam Gadol. Okay, so now the reason
you say lipa upon you mean like what we do on Yom Kippur,
right? So now the Gemara, from the Gemara. The Gemara presents this. You see, even the Gemara that what they actually did with, you know, Bisman of Gemara was a full act of at least not if it wasn't fully shtachavoya. At least was key that the person went down all upon mamish on the ground. So that we have this limitation that Adam Chasher cannot do that. That's what the Gemara is referring to. What we do nowadays, since it's a standard nusach A, and it's not a full nefilah, it's not a full act of real nefilah nefilah aponov. So it doesn't have this problem. Doesn't have such a problem nowadays. That's why you don't have this limitation. You don't see people like that being mocked, but not to say tachlo. Okay. Then that same Gemara in Gemara Megillah.
Hagav v'chein osher l'chol adam lipa l'aponov. Important people.
Correct. It's a separate issue, which is this is a pishah darmaglayim. Filo main shom evan maskis. Now the Torah says there's an issue in the Torah for a person to put down an evan, a stone, or stones to make a surface of stone, and then do the act of ishtachavoya on the stones. That's Osir, Deraisa, except on the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash says, Evan Maskis Lositum by Artsachem. So we are the Hashtag of Mesalea, so be Artsachem it's Osir, and Beis HaMikdash is put. That's the Issur Deraisa. Now, in the Rabbanon, Chum came along and said, let's say there's no Evan Maskis there. But Hishtachavoya, which is a full act of Pishat Darmaglayim, Hishtachavoya was a person who would lie down totally and spread out his arms and his hands. Arms and his legs. So that's usur even without Evan Maskis, even if it would be on a dirt floor, whatever it is. Pishat Darmaglayim is usur even without Evan. That's Durabana. That's Durabana. Okay. Now, then he said, Avli Noitiksas al Tzidoy, Motor, Imein Sham Evan Maskis. If there's Evan Maskis there, leaning, not doing a full act of being mishtach on the ground, but leaning to the side to some extent, is not going to be matter by Evan Maskis. But if there's no Evan Maskis, even if he'll do pishur darmeg laim, if he doesn't go full, he inclines someone to the side, that's mutter. V'chein yaseh b'yom ha'kippurim k'shanofel apaneim. Okay. Im yatsiu shom asav mikel hafse ben karto b'chein noigim. So he suggests that we should on Yom Kippur we have this issur. If they would do on Yom Kippur pishat yadayim raglayim, so then we're going to have a problem of that even mimat al tzidoi. That you have to mount al tzidoi, or now the Mishnah Berurah changed the lashon of im to o, or if you put something between the karka and the person, that will solve the problem of this issue. Even without hatoya, even if they go straight down, it's going to be mutter. Now, in general, we don't do pishur dar maglayim; we just don't bring knifel upon of. But we're still makbid to have something in between. Okay. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. It's like a totally. The Gemara actually, it's interesting. The Gemara actually presents this discussion in Katak with Tachanun. The reason why we do Tachanun and we're Noitel Tzidoi is because they used to do Tachanun on the ground. Because they did Tachanun on the ground, they were Noitel Tzidoi. They would be inclined to the side because of this issue. And that's how it came. Even though we don't go all the way down, we still we're Matel Al Tzad. That's why the conversation is here in the simon about Nefilas HaPayim. You'll also understand better why we refer to this being Nefilas HaPayim, the name of Nefilas, because there were Nefilas HaPayim. There would be Ramesh Nefilas HaPayim, like we say in Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, Zakti Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, Lipa L'Aponav. So an Adam Achashiv can't be Nefilas HaPayim. So he says over here, the fact that uses the language of Nefilas HaPayim, and the Ramah talks about Pishad Dar Maglaim, means this is not Pishad Dar Maglaim. Adam Chashiv, even without Pishad Dar Maglaim, so it's the Ramah refers to that as Kida. Kida is the person who went down on his face, which is what we basically do in Yom Kippur. Hainu Kashud Erech Kida, Afila Bala Pishad Dar Maglaim. Afila Hayasham Ritzvah Savonim. Vishar Kalonim Shori. So it wasn't Pishad Dar Maglaim, which is Osir. It wasn't. We took care of that. There was no ritzus upon him, so for sure it's mutter. So everybody could do this. But Adam Chashiv is Osir because of this new concern of that he won't be answered and that will create aspersions upon him. Just want to point out this, that Mishura calls it Kido. Now the Mora says that Kido was that there would be Nefil upon him. The Mora says that the paradigm of doing keto was just your face. So the Mora says that Levi was very acrobatic, and he actually showed, he was a Talmud of Rebbe, and from the Rebbe, he showed Rebbe how to do keto. He put his thumbs in the ground, so he went even the whole hand, and he supported his whole body, and he touched his face to the ground. And the Mora says, I'm coming up. The process was very difficult. Then he would jump back, and there was no point in any part of his body except for his thumbs and his face touched the ground. He jumped back, and once he jumped back, he became lame. So that's the quintessential Kida. You know, but we don't do that. We didn't. The main idea of Kida was Nefil HaPanav. The point of Levi was that the preferred Kida was only Panav, nothing else. So if you come across the Gemara, the Torah talks about Kida. And there's smash of only the face, and there's smash of the whole body. That's because we are not as acrobatic as lame. Okay.
As lame.
Well, you don't want to become lame.
Or you don't want to become lame. Well, the Mora says that the reason why he became lame is because he had an aver which he had done, which therefore the Rosh found this as a hechashim to punish him, and we don't have any aver. So.
This is an interesting time to get the opportunity.
Okay.
Maybe because he wasn't davening, he was just demonstrating.
No, the Mora has a whole story about what he had done and why this was appropriate. Okay.
The Mora Levi.
But if he is inclined to his side, I feel all reasons for Bonner Mishori. The Ains and they feel all upon him, but then it's not all upon him. He's doing it, his face is looking sideways. So now you do see from the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it that the proper way to do Nefilas HaPayim, what we do hatoya, is your head should be sideways. Well, you see a lot of people that they do is they just face downwards. That's not the point. The point is to be mata to the side. The Prima Gana points it out. The Prima Gana points it out. Is once you're being mata to the side, you should make sure that you're facing towards the Orin. You should be appropriate that once you're looking, your head is looking somewhere, you should be looking towards the Orin. So that's what Mishnah Berurah seems to present, and the Prima Gana seems to present also, that that's how you would do Tachanun. So anyway, since but once we don't go down on the ground, even so plus we do a tayis panim, and then we do a kisa ba'alma to the so we cover the face. That's like not on the ground. The ground, of the face would be covered. So we approximate that by our with some part of our body or our garment. So that's not us for an adam chashuv to do. So that would sweep solve the problem or anoshim chashuvim because they're not going down on the ground in general. So this issur applies when he's dominating for the tzibur. Pirish with nei tzibur, and the tzibur is there. So he's not doing this in the privacy of his home. He's, you know, they had a big tefillah gathering, and then the rabbi got up and he started brushalom, and he puts himself down on the ground and he's groveling in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and nothing happens. It's not going to be good. People will say, yeah, Vaisoy is not such a big tzaddik, that's why he wasn't answered. Okay. If he's doing it in privacy of his home, nobody he's allowed to do this, nobody has to know about it. Number one. Number two, if they had tzibur, dafka kashahu levadu noifal upon a veina kol noifal imoy. This is only if he's the only person going down. He's part of the tzibur went down. So it's not his fault. But he was going as it were, the representative of the tzibur to go down and be seizure Kodesh Baruch Hu to help him with this very, very public act of lowering himself, and nothing happens, that's going to be embarrassing. Get up. Why are you on your face? So you see, he was not fall upon him.
Who?
Yehoshua. Okay, now, Mr. Berg gives you an introduction to this last part of the Sif. Let's give an introduction. So there's an isser of Evan Maskis in outside of the base of Mikdash for Ishtachavoya. The Hainu Afil Kishim Ishtachavoy L'Shamayim. He's not doing it for Avodah Zarah. He's doing it to Hashem. Al Evan Maskis, while Ritzvah Zavonim, the Chalam Milsi. That's basically any stone floor will have this din of this isser. So Evan Maskis, the word Maskis Rashi says is Lashon of a Sukkah, a covering. It's an Evan which is made to cover the ground. You know, you took a piece of dirt, you put an Evan down, flat, you know, to cover over the ground. You shouldn't be doing it on the ground. And you're setting aside for this purpose. That's Usur. And who did any stone floor would have the same isser? Okay. That's the Pasuk. Because of the Pasuk, they also in the Torah, Kiyim, Kshesh, Tartil, Reusim. Based on the Gemara, it comes with the only case which is the Raisa is two things together. Number one, the Hanu Kishim Ishtachav and Pisha Yadar Meglayim. It's a full act of Ishtachavoya. And Ishtachavoya in the Torah means that the person is groveling on the ground with his face on the ground and his whole body down and his hands and feet spread out. That's one condition. And on stone floor. The Siddur Aisa is only the combination of the two. Avoder Kido. The Haino Shinoifal Apov Al Ritzma Beloy Pishir Darmaglaim. He's putting his face down on the ground without Pishir Darmaglaim. Oy Imhu, but Pishir Darmaglaim, Shloy Al Ritzma Savoni. Or alternatively, if it's Pishir Darmaglaim, but it wasn't on the stone floor, either of those is also Rakhmed Divri Sefer. Those are both their abundance. The gods were kido auto yishtachavoya, but shalal ibitza auto ritz. But they made two gzeras, a gzera doing it without pishul amriglaim, because you might do it with pishul amriglaim, and doing it on a non stone floor, because you might do it on a stone floor. Which means, you have both things being not like that, the hainu, dera kido, below ritzes of onim. If it's A, not Tisha Dharma Glam, and B, not on Ritzvah Davonim, it's Mutter. Okay. Furthermore, another kula was if it's derech kida, you're on the ground with your face down, and aritzes avonim. But actually, how you kida gemura, the hainu should not exas al tida. He's inclined to the side a little bit. So that's also mutter. Oh, im hoye bepishet yadayim reglayim. Shaloy al ritzvah. So I've gained even tishur dam reglayim, but it wasn't on the ritzvah. And I add but not success al tzidoy to have a pishet mamish gamkin mutter. So that's the kulas that Ramah is introducing at the end. So I have a case where it's pishet dam reglayim, but since it wasn't fully face down, it was to the side, and it wasn't ritzvah on him, that's going to be mutter. Now let's go through the Ramah. The same way there's an Isser for Elam Chosh. Without Evan Maskis to do it, which should be Mutter, it's Kida, and not Evan Maskis. So it has Tartal Mayusa. So Adam Chashev is awesome because of this other issue, because the renun against about him.
What renun?
Renun, the rumors.
Tiny.
Yeah. But similarly, Kachacha, the Shom also feel derech kida, and also rak davka derech kishen darenglai. But over here, we're going to answer the even though there's no ritzus davonim, if it's kishen darenglai, it's also. Then he said, "So pishat amrelam is also even though there's no even maskus, mem aleph or ritzus avonim. Either one would be the same thing. V'yesham ritzus avonim. If there is an a stone floor, fil derech kida is aser.
Or an even maskus.
Then even without pishat amrelam is also midrabanan. V'davka kshapanav dukan bekarka. Now this, so he says, okay. So 1 second." We saw from Levi that Kida just meant your face without the rest of your body. So when I bow for Shon Esrei, my face is looking down, so I'm facing towards the heaven. What's going to be? No, this is only if your mamash touched the ground. On Meshoicha Betrilo, Kliyesha Ritzvah, sure, that's not a problem. But this Isser of Kida is Osir, since it has the mile of not Hishtachavoya. It's only us, or if there's a ritzus upon him. Tavkan ag ritzus upon him. Av ritzus upon him. Levainim, ein asura. Bricks is not a problem. The evan seed. Levaino lav evan hu, kirichsi batilem, alevaino le oven. So, the pasuk says, when they built the end of Parshas Noach, when they built the Migdol, they didn't have stones. They used the bricks in place of stone. If bricks are considered stone, so then why do you have to say they use bricks? They had stones. Right? The Torah says bricks are not stones. So the pasuk is telling me, even though they didn't have stones, they didn't have what to build with, they used the bricks instead of stones. So if the floor is made out of it's built out of bricks, it's not going to have the sister of Kedah.
Question is, what are the bricks made out of? I don't know what they were made of. In those days, I think they were just made out of dry clay.
They would take clay and they would
grind. Nowadays, I'm sure the bricks are not made that way. I'm sure they're made stronger than that. I would imagine I'm not a bricklayer, but I don't know, I think it's just clay. I think it's stronger. It's a pretty strong material.
No, so you're right. So if the muscle concrete, which has gravel in it, which is stone,
yeah, I don't think it's. I don't know what.
Same. That's at a time. That's called Evan Maskus, though. That would have a dinner of Evan Maskus, right?
Like a typical brick house, I don't think the bricks are made.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Now. Membeis. If he's not al tzidoi, it's mutter. There's no Evan Maskus. Avakshijesh Evan Maskus, Lomahani Hatoy al tzidoi, Kimon Shapishar Dabraglab. So this case is referring to he's doing fully Shtachavoya, which that's an Issa the Raisa, on Evan Maskus. and then you want to be matter because you're inclined to decide. No, that's not enough. But if there's no Eben Maskis, which then Peter Dorman Glad, we said, is also the Mirabonim, but look, without Eben Maskis, Hitoy Al Tzidoy will be making mutter. Different Yom Kippur, because you're never up in AM. If they're going to do a full Pishiyah Dar Maglayim, which in general we do not do, but if they're going to do that, then you need to do Hatoya. Because even though Pishiyah Dar Maglayim is also even without Ritzus of Onim, so the only Hatoya is because you're leaning to the side. Okay? Or the other way around, in a case where there is a ritzus of onim, if you know from derech kida ba'al matzricha lahatas al tzidei, but and you're doing kida, that's also similar rabbanim, kida and ritzus of onim, or istachavoya and non ritzus of onim, both are also the rabbanim. The solution for both is being inclined to the side, or im yatziu, tzarich lomer o yatziu. If you're not directly touching the ground because there's something between you and the ground, then you've solved the problem. In a case where the issue was the Rabbanim, so i.e. Kida and Ritzus Avonim, but there's something in between you and the Avonim, or Hishtach Avoya and non-Ritzus Avonim, and there's something between you and the ground, but Hishtach Avoya and Ritzus Avonim, putting something between will not solve the problem. That's the Raisa. We weren't tzarmach on just making this shini, putting something in between. They want to point out that this is some people not familiar, but the place where you put it in between you, we're doing kida. Kida is the fila al apop. The place that you need the hefsik is between you and the ground is by your face. A lot of people put it by their knees. The Isra is bending on your knees. I've seen people do that. Right? Because you're not supposed to bow down on your knees, you know, so they put something between their knees and the ground. That's not the right place. The right place to do it is between your face and the ground. Because the Isra over here is all addressing this Isra of Kida. We do Der Kida, which is in the Fila Al Apo, on the ground. And the Heter is because there's something between your face and the ground. You do not need anything meeker than between your knees and the ground. That's a minute people have not to bow down like that. That's not the Isra. So the real Isra is a totally different thing. Okay. Cover the house is sufficient. Yeah. The truth is our floors, because a lot of times they're carpeted, etc., mikradin probably do not need anything.
Right.
Because you have something on top of that
bimaskis. Or linoleum.
The reason we're machmer is because there are some who argue that since the mice, what we have below is usually a concrete type of a base, which is considered avonim, and it's mechuber to that, so it's like it's considered vatal to it, and therefore we have a din of al avonim, and therefore we need something else besides. That's why we're machmer to do that.
To put something else there.
But there are definitely those. He brings from Shamazaman. Shamazaman says, "Mikra din, the carpet is there. The carpet is there. That's good enough." But he brings the minig as mimachmer because of this chashash. But he does point out that even the chumrah, the minig, the mimachmer is only if it's attached to the if it's mechubra, obviously. But if you would have like a rug which you take out, you take out the wash, it's not attached. It just sits there. So then obviously that's not any worse than putting down the. Anything else? Okay. Okay. Simon Kuf Lama Beis. Dina Kedushas of Olatzion. So now this this sif goes into the din of the din of Kedushas of Olatzion. Then it talks about the din of Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah goes into the conversation about Kaddish, etc. At this point in time. Okay. The Targumina Kedushas of Olatzion, we say Kedushas of Olatzion, and we also say the Targum of it. The purpose of that originally was everybody should understand what they were saying. Of course, nowadays we're probably easier with the Hebrew than we are with the Aramaic sometimes. You have to be very careful to say with true Kavana. That the reason for that being, the Mor says that the world stands on the Kedusha of the Sidra. That's how important it is. Okay, Linyan Yim Yachid Aimra. We know Kedusha of Chazar Sashat, you need a minyan. I'm davening by myself, I can't say it. What about saying over here? So dinner, kedina, kedusha shabbat yotzer. It's the same halacha like the kedusha which we say in Birchas Kriya Shema, which the only Elba Simon tests, that the minyan gets to say it even by Yachid. It would be preferable to say it with the tzibur. And Mr. Berwether suggests if you would say it derech kriya, it's mutter. So if you say it with the trub, right? Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzavakos. Right? You would say it with the trub. That would definitely be mutter. Okay. Kedusha Shabbatargum Yachid Omer V'Loy Shnayim Vein L'Omer V'Kol Rav. That is to be said. The psukim, which we, the part which you say in the Aramaic, should be said quietly. Mishabura, let's see Mishabura over here. Sukkot Nahalav Matargum. And Kadesh Shivino Kol. The reason why they instituted the Targum, should people should understand it. The Kabbalah, the Minim, Gemara, Yerem Shachar, Beis Hamikdash, Alma, Koya, Kedusha, the Sidrum. From the day the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the world stands on the Kedusha, the Sidrum. So if that's what it is, I believe it's important to say it with Kabbalah. Okay. Period. New point. Kishmachrizim Dover, if they have to announce something, Yeshachriz, Kadam, Shemaskal, Shtech, Sibra, Lermer, Ashrei, Vlobin, Ashrei, Lelaman, Seach. Ashrei Lamatzeach, well, it's seen as really seen as a unit, and therefore we do not want to distract people while they're doing that. So any announcements have to be made should be made before they start Ashrei. Okay. Okay. Va'ayinli el. Simon test. The Shom Masigur, more than his Pasha, the Minig Lemmer Af B'Yachid. The Minig is the Kedusha of Yotzer, and therefore Kedusha over here at the Sidra, as opposed to the Kedusha of Chazar Sashatz, a Yachid can say it. But it would be preferred to say it with the Tzibra if possible. Which is why we would try, the Chazan really says it out loud, and everybody says it together with him. She said with Tzibur. Well, Kenei Matzibur, he's skilled learner about Tokadosh. Wuhulo Yomer Adayin Asher Yewelitzim. Yeshal Omri Mohem. Vachakach Yomer Asher Yelam Latzeach. We can say Psukim Shekonim about Tokadosh, Dino Yewelitzim, when he's his priest. You didn't say Asher yet, they said it over here, so what you do is you start about Tokadosh, Shekh Lusitim, across El Zeb Yomar. And you say that with them, and you finish off the whole paragraph of Welitzion, and then you go back and say Ashrei Lamatzeach and Welitzion and Bani Zosbisi. You say that afterwards to have the mile of saying it together with the Tzibur. Mishmur doesn't sound like what'll be if you started Ashrei already. What do you do? But the mice, there are definitely places you can say even if you started Ashrei already and you're holding them. And they start saying Kadosh, you say Batok Hashem Yisrael Zohar, because El Zabimar, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And you say with them. Kedusha Sheba Targum, what's the name of the Pesuke, a Kedusha Sheba Loshen Targum, excuse me, Sheba Loshen the Kedush, Nemrim Dafka Beradim, Pesuke Kedusha Sheba Targum, Nemrim Dafka Beyachad. It's the opposite. You Dafka don't say it together. The Fisha Kol, Shum Loshen Targum Ain Loimer Ase Berabim. Whatever is Loshen Targum, generally we do not say Berabim. Okay, Kesharim Kedusha the Sitra B'Tzibur Armor called Yachid B'Neyatzum B'Lacha Shatargum Shakedusha. Those are Mikri B'Tzibur. Say Masha Samer Mo Loshlemer B'Kol Rom Mispelo Shal B'Tzibur Yachid Loimer Gam Ken Targum B'Kol Rom. The reason why we say quietly is because in general tefillas which are not in Loshen Kedush, the Malachim are not Mishiachas too, and therefore they're preferred to be said as a private tefillah as opposed to that of the Tzibur. I have to tell you, that's the reason. I never understood it 100%, because we definitely have exceptions to it. And one of the answers which Mr. Berg gives to the Moshul, Yukum Perkin, there's Loshen Targum. So how do we say it? So the Loshen is only say it by Tzibur, not by Yachid, because a Tzibur will be answered for a Tefillah in Aramaic. A Yachid will not. So it's the opposite. That something which is Aramaic, you need Dafka Tzibur to say it. And here we're saying that, you know, don't say betzibur because we don't say tefillas of Aramaic and betzibur. I mean, it's almost the opposite. So I never understood the clothing. But apparently there's some chiluk. I'm not sure what the cloud of the chiluk is. Okay. Let's hold it here. And tomorrow we'll aim for 7:45 minutes, and then we're at 8 o'clock. Great.
Tomorrow's the last week of the program?
Tomorrow is the last official week of the program.
What? You missed the
program? No, the...